So the monitor is, do you feel excited? Do you feel good? Now, if you start feeling bad, that means one of two things. Either A, your want is really not in line with what's in best your best interest. But most of the time, it's because you're starting to doubt. You're starting to doubt. Your belief is going down because you're focusing on the how. Because you're now saying, I don't understand how this is going to happen. You're focusing on your radar screen. You're focusing on the facts. You're focusing on only those things which you can see. And based on what you can see, it won't happen. And it's true. Based on what you can see, based on what's on your radar screen, it won't happen. But we're not interested in what's on the radar screen, since 99% of the stuff that's going to make it happen is off the radar screen. It's completely irrelevant what's on the radar screen. Let me say that again. 99.9% of the things that will take place and happen to cause what you want to come into your life are off the radar screen. You can't see them and you can't even imagine them. You can't even dream of what they are. So what's on the radar screen is completely irrelevant. See, when we're talking with my colleagues here and we're doing something, which means we're creating something. Creating something means we have a want and we're creating it in our life. Whatever it is. When we deal with underlings, which means people who are not part of the society and don't know this, here's how the conversations go. Four of us are sitting around in Barbados. We're talking about doing a business deal where we need $450 million. And we have some of the accountants there and the lawyers there. It's a big meeting. And the accountants are looking at each other and they say, where are we coming up with the $450 million? And the senior guys who are members of the societies who know the technique, we all smile at one another because we really can't talk to them like we talk amongst ourselves. But we say to them, oh, don't worry about the money. And the accountants go, but how are we going to raise the money? Where is it coming from? Don't worry about it. Well, what do you mean, don't worry about it? Where is it coming from? Because we can't see, based on our global financial picture, where we can come up with that cash. Don't worry about it. But where is it coming from? Okay, you want to know the real answer? The answer is, we have no freaking clue of where the money's coming from. We have no earthly idea. We can't tell you where the money, as a matter of fact, it looks like there's no possible way that this money's coming in. But don't worry about it, because it will come in when we need it. We're doing the deal, that's it, period. And the accountants look at us like we're insane. We are looking at them like they're insane. In fact, they're just uneducated. Because we know that the money will come in when we need it because we're all lined up. We are anticipating and excited about this deal. We know it's going to work. It doesn't matter. The money will come in at the last minute. Who cares? It'll come in. It'll all work out. It always does. We don't have to worry about the money. I didn't want to talk about where it's coming in. But can't we discuss the possibilities? And I go, no, we can't discuss it. Because if we're discussing the possibilities of where the money could possibly come from, we're going to be dealing with doubt, because where it's coming from, we can't even imagine right now. So it's a futile discussion to try to look at our radar screen and come up with options. And the money is coming from off our radar screen in ways and in methods and in circumstances that we couldn't even comprehend or imagine today. So there's no reason to have a stupid discussion about it. All we have to tell you is this. Here's our radar screen, okay? But by using my feelings, which means we're lined up, I can feel the money that's off our radar screen. I can feel it. How do I know it's there? How can I feel it? Because I'm so excited. We're all so excited about the deal. We know it's going to happen. It's a knowingness. That means the money's there. That means it's coming in. We don't have to worry about how. Do you understand that? That's how it works. So that's the basic procedure. Now let me give you one senior key point here. Success in life is nothing more than a decision away. It's a decision you make. And the decision is, and that conversation, by the way, virtually happened that I just described to you. Some of my colleagues here are laughing because they were there. Success is a decision away. When you make the decision to do it and you're in the sweet spot and you have your want, this is what I want, and you have high belief and you focus on it and you feel out of control excitement, that means it's going to happen. And all you do is you just make the decision. I don't care how, I don't know how, it doesn't seem like it could possibly happen based on the information that's on my radar screen, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to do it, that's it, period. I made the decision, it's going to happen. And I feel perfect. My feelings tell me it's going to happen. Because it's going to happen because my feelings tell me my belief is high and my desire is lined up with what's in my best good, and it's going to happen. At the right time, in the right way, it'll all work out perfect. And it'll work out in a way that I can't even think of right now. And if there's a twist or turn along the way that I don't anticipate, it doesn't mean that I'm not getting what I want. It means I am getting exactly what I need and what's best for me, because the universe is working everything together in my best need. I know that because I feel so good. So it comes down to this. If everything is energy, everything vibrates, and everything in your life is in your life because of law of attraction, which means you, with your own thoughts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, have put out and transmitted frequencies, consciously or unconsciously, up until now, unconsciously probably. You've put out frequencies of what you want, and you've also put out frequencies of what you don't want. All the frequencies that you've transmitted from your brain, if you've transmitted them with power and intensity over a long enough duration, those frequencies have manifested in your own life, which means you, and only you have created everything in your life. If you have disaster in your life, you created it. If you have good things in your life, you created it. If you have a divorce, you created it. If you have a car wreck tomorrow, you created it. Training balance scale. Your thoughts are 99.9% of it. Teachability index, what's your willingness to accept change?